Open for Biz on Lunchtime Live
with Pinergy for Business. Get energy with insight from Pinergy.
And of course, Open for Biz is the segment every week. Well, we're usually at one time, myself and Bobby Kerr used to go out and visit businesses that would have adapted or changed in some way due to the COVID restrictions. And then obviously we became in-house again with the current level five. But as of yesterday, we are out and about again. And two households, of course, can meet for outdoors for recreational reasons. But that also means, too, there's going to be the likes of new coffee docks popping up right across the country. They're going to be busy. So for this week's Open for Biz, we decided to take a look at the new craze and just to see what makes them so popular. So who better than our own business guru, Bobby Kerr, to chat to us about this. Bobby, how's things first of all?
All good, Andrea, all good.
You can bring me for that coffee you've been promising me now.
I certainly will. And I tell you, the market seems to just be exploded, particularly the suburban market, because there's and you'll hear later on in my piece, but, you know, there's almost a kind of a social thing about talking to your mates as you queue up for the coffee, that's part of the kind of process now.
I'm one of those people. I'm one of the coffee dock, coffee van. You know, there's something different about getting coffee.
I hope you're not
out
in a dry robe.
No, I'm not. That'd be some sight, wouldn't it? No, absolutely not. I'm not in the dry robe brigade, Bobby, at all. But I know you are dry robes and coffees. But no, it has become a huge. It's a whole new kind of a thing that's just popped up, though, isn't
it? Yeah, no, and well, it's like that's the great thing about the coffee business is that there are always these new places opening. There is a certain kind of fashion-led thing, but you know, I've been in the business a long time, as you know. But the big thing for me is that the coffee, it has to revolve around the coffee. Like, fashion trends will come and go, but if the coffee isn't good.
And when you say fashion trends, do you mean the little van or the converted?
No, because I think there's going to be a move towards street food now, because mobility is going to be a thing. You know, we're going to be living life outside. So I think there's now a big opportunity for the vans and the kiosks and those kind of things that are relatively easy to set up and that are mobile. I think that's the way we live now. But I think that, you know, there are certain trends then around, you know, types of coffees people drink. You know, there's people talked about, you know, different infusions of teas and that. Some things catch on, some things don't. But for me, the fundamental is about the coffee, because in most of these places, it's going to be the large percentage of the sales. And really, that's where you got to focus. And if the coffee is good, people will come back.
Okay. Well, look, I know you were out and about yourself. We'll come to that in a few moments. But actually, our own reporter here in Lunchtime Live, Shifra Mulqueen, visited a couple of coffee shops in Munster, one in Tipperary, the other in Clare as well, just to see how they've actually adapted to these restrictions.
Bird Hill in County Tipperary is just off the M7, and right in the centre of the village you'll find the old Barracks Coffee Roastery. Here you can take in the views of Loch Derg and Moylossa as you await your cup of coffee.
Hi, I'm Amy Johnson and I work at the old Barracks.
Describe the old Barracks for us. The name itself, it kind of gives away that it is an older building.
That's true. We are in a listed building and we are a former military barracks, and we are a coffee roastery, a coffee bar and an artisan food shop.
The one thing that fascinates me about the old barracks is, you know, it's in a bypassed town. It is in a really rural area, but this place is very hip. It's very new. It has some sort of a charm and it's always packed here.
That is true. We're blessed, that is for sure. One thing that we have learned in Ireland recently, people are really awakening to the fact that we deserve great coffee here, and we have found that people are very willing to travel for it. Bird Hill isn't a thriving metropolis, as you can see, but people are very happy to come out here, a lot of people, every day during the week and on the weekends too. And we think it's because we have this wonderful product that you can't get everywhere, and we're so happy to share it with people.
Coffee has really taken off even in the last year during the pandemic, because it's the one thing that people can do at the moment. They can go and they can head for their coffee. Have you noticed that in the last year?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. It's really nice when you think about the pandemic and the stories that we're going to remember from this. I hope that it's businesses like that that get remembered, people who pivoted or people who took a risk and it paid off in a way that made the pandemic maybe a little bit easier for people to cope with.
One of the other charms of this coffee shop is that you can see everything going on in the background with the coffee roasting. So we might take a look and you might explain what's going on.
Absolutely. Come and let's have a look. I can show you everything going on. We roast 5 days a week, usually Monday through Friday. Our coffee machine is actually located underneath our counter. So when you come in, what you can see on our big bar here is just these taps coming up that look a lot like beer taps, as a matter of fact. That gives us space and connection to our customers so we can at least talk to people about coffee and how they're doing and how they're getting on.
In terms of the coffee that you have, there are some quite exotic flavors that you can get.
We do trade in a few really interesting coffees. Our best sellers, of course, are the traditional crowd pleasers, the chocolatey, nutty coffees like a Brazil and a Honduras. We do often have this Indonesia, which is this wild, fruity flavor in coffee. And before I got into coffee, you would never think that a coffee could possibly taste like that, and actually in some cases should taste like that. So that's really nice that we get to introduce people to a different type of coffee, something that's unexpected. We have 6, 7, 8 different beans on the bar every day that you can choose from.
Great. It's notable when you walk in the door is the sign where it refers to children.
So we are an adults-only venue, which is really important. We have our roastery going, and so we do have heavy machinery in operation. So it's important we remain an adults-only venue. In addition to that, it is a really wonderful thing to have a place to go where you know that you can have a quiet conversation with someone that is an alcohol-free environment. Like, we used to be able to do this in pubs, but I think that this kind of place is even more important now, so that you can try to have those nice connections with people as much as we can at the moment.
So no kids, but pet friendly?
We are definitely pet friendly. And yes, we would look to have 18s and overs with their pets coming through. And we'll welcome all the little ones when they're old enough to come and enjoy coffee. And we'll look forward to starting them off on their coffee journey.
I'm on the bridge outside Bunratty Castle, and you can hear the cars bypassing us on the way to Limerick. Traditionally, this is a village that relies heavily on the tourism industry, but in recent times, however, it's become the hub for the locals within its 5 kilometres. And that's because Jilly and Joe's have opened up a coffee van, a street food vendor, and an ice cream parlour in the courtyard beneath us.
Danny Corbett, General Manager, Jilly and Joe's, Bunratty.
So you would have had the restaurant then indoors, but obviously you couldn't operate that given the times we're in now.
It was really, we've seen a need in the local area for people wanting to get out and have a cup of coffee and have some bit of normality. And that's really where it generated from. So we started off with a coffee container on site, starting with some real artisan kind of coffee offering, and it expanded from there.
I think it's nearly expanded in a lot of rural areas now in the last year as well. Like, you would have heard of a lot of these kind of coffee startups in the likes of Dublin, but it has expanded throughout the country in the last few months.
Yeah, we're seeing it pop up nearly everywhere at the moment. It seems to be a fad and a trend. Lucky enough, we were probably one of the trendsetters at the time. And, you know, we encourage it. I think it's great. You know, certainly seen the people coming here. It's been well received that it's a bit of normality in their day to get out and have a cup of coffee, even if it is outside in these times.
Right in front of us, we have Bunratty Castle. So it's a lovely scenic area to get a coffee. Explain what we have here. So we have a coffee stand. What else?
We have a coffee stand, and we have a new street food concept, which is kind of very trendy takeaway. And then there's lots of families coming, especially over the Easter and that, and we opened a takeaway ice cream shop as well. So as you can see, it's, you know, there's a buzz around here today with people coming and getting their takeaway coffees, street food and ice cream.
One seafood platter.
During these times, it's very difficult for the hospitality sector. You have a positive out of this.
Absolutely. The positive out of this is we've over 25 full-time staff permanently employed down here on site, and we were able to retain them in employment throughout the whole lockdown by having this operation up and running. The staff are really delighted that they can come to work every day, and they're delighted to be interacting with customers.
And has it brought a bit of a buzz to the area as well?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, we're definitely seeing a new generation of customers coming to Bunratty that never came to Bunratty before. Like, we're delighted with the support that the local people are really giving us in the locality. We would really like to thank them for the continuous support.
Yeah, our own reporter, Shifra Mulqueen, there reporting from Bird Hill in Tipperary and Bunratty in County Clare. I suppose, Bobby, just first of all, on the old barracks in Bird Hill, I suppose location is kind of key there, isn't it?
I've been in that. It's an amazing place, and they're real coffee purists. there. They weigh out the coffees.
Yeah.
They've got incredible machinery that they've invested in that's different to anything that I've seen. And you know what? They've made themselves a destination, even though they're slightly off the motorway. So literally, you might take be 5 minutes off the M8, I think it is, or the M7, and you're down in Bird Hill. But people will make that 5 minute detour for quality coffee. And I was there during the summer when we weren't in lockdown, and I remember being really, really impressed by the place. And there was this whole culture there. Now, you know, they're coffee purists, this thing about allowing pets and not allowing
kids. That was
kids.
Interesting.
Not sure I'd be
no,
down on
no
that.
To kids, yes
but,
to pets.
You know, everyone to their own. But I think, you know, kids particularly, if people are travelling, I'm sure that won't, that'll push a few buttons that maybe...
Just on Gillian Joe's as well in Bunratty, like great that they were still able to keep all 25 employed, Bobby. That's remarkable.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, and again, you know, you heard him say there that, you know, how grateful they are to local support, but people are staying local, number one, and people are trying to support local, number two. There's a genuine effort out there with people, and I think it's coming through.
Now, just like Shifra, you were out and about yourself, and you went too?
Yeah, I was in Hatch in Blackrock this morning.
Well, let's hear how you got on.
Now I'm here in the suburb of Blackrock. I'm out in Hatch. Beautiful business here. Coffee shop. Standing in the shop, and I'm about to meet Mella Tarrant. She's the co-owner of Hatch, which have operations here in Blackrock and also in Glasstool. Mella, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
Tell us firstly about the business. You celebrated a birthday recently.
Yeah, so we turned 5 yesterday, so Hatch Coffee is 5 years old. Blackrock itself, we opened here about 6 months ago, but overall, 5 years old, loving it, growing every day, staff's growing every day. We've got some of the original still with us, so yeah, it's great.
Now, I suppose everybody's world has changed massively in the last 12 months. I suppose, and in the coffee shop business, they say location is everything. Could I suggest that you've been somewhat fortuitous that you've had branches in the suburbs where there tends to be people, there tends to be activity? Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there's a lot of great coffee in town, but we did want to start in the suburbs. Lucky enough to grab a coastal location in Sandy Cove, first of all, where there was a lot of residential. And there's a lot of cool businesses that people travel out to, a lot of car parking space, and we're on the Dart Line. So we found we had a lot of local people that weren't heading into town, maybe weren't commuting for work, and they've started to rediscover their communities. Same in Blackrock. So with COVID, unfortunately, you know, a lot has changed, but this village, I think, has been absolutely rejuvenated. Pedestrian friendly, cycle friendly, more people are working from home.
Is there a new kind of social side to the coffee shop where you stand outside in your dry robe and you're there for maybe an hour and you're actually socializing with people as you queue for the coffee?
Well, yeah, look, you can't go to the pub. So this is the new pub, I suppose. So look, where we are at the moment, we're in two communities that are lucky enough to be, you know, on the coast. A lot of the culture there has, you know, started becoming go for a swim, go for a coffee. And, you know, you're not seeing people as much as you might have, you know, in the past few years. So if you pop, you know, if you pop into the queue and you might be there for a while, you know, because that's just the nature of the thing at the moment, you're going to see neighbours, you're going to see friends, you're going to bump into people that you mightn't have had time to chat to before. And hey, look, people are loving it. It is a form of socialising at the moment.
At the end of the day, Mella, like fashions will come and go, but the quintessential core product that you offer, which is the coffee, what about it? What about keeping that right? What about staying ahead of the pack in terms of standards around coffee?
Yeah, that's obviously, coffee is king in Hatch. I know in our new location we do a little bit of food, but I don't want to detract from the fact that coffee is why we're in the game. I was a primary school teacher, went to Melbourne, had an espresso in a small cafe in Melbourne and nearly fell off my chair and decided, I've got to do this. So that has never strayed. It won't stray. Everyone is really highly trained and always learning. So we have to make sure we have the best equipment, the best staff, and that's really what we're focusing on at the moment.
Now, I'm still in the shop here in Hatch and Blackrock. Mella has introduced me to Emma, who's the shop manager here. Emma, tell us your story.
My story, I moved to Australia after school in 2010, and I was there for just about 8.5 years. And I came back and kind of knew I wanted to stay in the industry.
Tell us a little bit about coffee in Australia. Mela referenced it earlier. What are they doing out there that, you know, that we here should aspire to? Or is the scene just as good here?
I think definitely now it's very, very close, if not on par with Australia. What I found in Australia was every element of your coffee was mastered. So the roast, the design of coffee shops, the layout, the sound systems, the how, you know, each shot is weighed and poured. The milk is done to perfection for each coffee. And I think coming back here, that is definitely happening now, and it's expected in specialty coffee shops. So I think we're nearly there.
All right. Well, look, thanks for letting us into your world, to both you, Emma, and indeed to Mela. It's been a very, very refreshing experience here this morning out in Black Rock. It's a beautiful sunny day. We're here drinking amazing coffee, looking out at the sea. It doesn't get any better than that, folks.
Open for Biz on Lunchtime Live.
With Pinergy for Business. Get energy with insight from Pinergy.